Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome to Get Your Popcorn Ready Podcast. This is your host, Hatch, with my boy.
The other host, T.O., we are in the building.
Yes, sir. Talking NFL draft, right? Ooh. 2022 draft coming up this week. We got a special draft prospect, Keontae Ingram, is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. What's up?
What's good?
What's good? What's up, my guy? You know, you ready for the big day?
Most definitely.
This is exciting, man. What do you think you need to work on? Obviously, they're going to...
Scout's perspective one thing.
But evaluation. Your perspective. Yeah, what do you think you need to work on to really open the eyes of the scouts to be like, okay, I'm the guy, knowing that there are notable or there are other guys that are being drafted at your position?
So one thing that I like to do, man, I like to study the players who, I mean, let's be honest, getting the cheese, you know, the bread, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I feel like obviously they're getting it for a reason, so I'm trying to pinpoint, you know, what they see in those guys that I can elevate in my game, you know. Mm-hmm. And just studying backs and stuff like that, man, I want to take my game to a Deebo Samuel type skill set. You know, I know it's there, you know, but how the game is going, it's just being so versatile. If you're not versatile in the game, you know, in the run, pass, in between the tackles, whatever the case may be, like, I mean, you're not going to get, you know, the big contracts and that pedestal that you're looking for, you know.
So, let me ask you this then. So, because you're talking about a fit. So, would you rather get drafted higher and be put in a scenario where you're that back, or do you rather be drafted lower, even a free agent even, but go into the right system where you can be versatile? Because those are two total different systems. Uh-huh. Some teams are going to bring you in saying, look, you're our third down guy, or you're our first and second down guy, and you're only going to run between the tackles, maybe get an outside stretch here and there.
Not
and
only two different systems, that's two different paychecks, too.
But at the beginning, it's the same, because don't forget, your first 3-4 years in the league is all the same.
Yeah.
But you want to be versatile, so when that free agent contract comes up, you like, look at all the things I do. So which one would you rather have?
I don't want to pinpoint it because I feel like it's good in both situations. It's all about what you make out of it. Then it's all about how you look at it, too, you know. But, I mean, of course, if I had to pick, I'm going to go with the place, you know, where I can go succeed. So the free agency process, you know, if it's better opportunities there, too, you know. I'm just looking at longevity, you know. I don't want to get into the point where I'm just looking at the paycheck. I feel like that stuff going to come.
Take
I don't
want to.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes that can be a distraction too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you gotta live up to those expectations as well.
Yeah. So that's I'll probably take that route, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think a good part of what a running back needs to do, I think, obviously, to be on the field, because sometimes it's not all about sometimes skill set. It's all about you knowing what to do. And so when I say that, pass protection, run blocking. Those are some of the things, like I said, I've witnessed, you know, teams where, you know, it's been very advantageous for a guy to get in there and pass protect, you know, not only just run the ball or whatever. They're very, very vital and very, very integral part of an offense when a running back can obviously, like I said, run the ball, catch the ball out of the backfield, but can they run block?
Yeah. Or, like, what's the first thing you go do if you get drafted by Tampa and you miss that block and that dude hit Tom Brady, what you gonna say to Tom? What you gonna say to Tom?
Shit.
That's gonna be your first reaction.
Nah, I ain't gonna. I'ma just. It ain't too much I can say.
Cause you know you can't miss that.
Yeah,
you know
I can't miss
so
that.
So depending on again, depending on the team, depending on that locker room, like again, that pass protection, blitz, pass pro is huge, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't be wrong on that. And that'll get you on the field just as, probably even more so, if you're scoring touchdowns running the ball. Right.
And that's what I want, like, especially our listeners to really hone in on, too. Just not only, like I said, you know, concentrating on what you're supposed to do or what a running back does, you know what I mean? Just what your title says, run the ball or what have you. Like, even as us as receivers, like, we have to sometimes, we got to go out there and get it. We got to get our nose bloody sometimes. We got to go in and hit the DN. We got to go in and dig out the safeties, the linebackers, things of that nature. That's really going to elevate not only your game, but the offense as well. If they know they can count on you in certain down and distances, if it's fourth and one, it's third and two, and, you know, there's it's a play that needs to be made, or not only, like I said, it's max protection, and they need that running back to come to stay in there and make that run block, I mean, run pass block, are you capable of doing that?
Most definitely. I feel like me being a bigger guy, bigger back, you look at most backs coming through the draft right now, I mean, look at their body type statistically. You know, I feel like me coming here, I'm already sticking out based on my body. You know, me being the type of guy, size and all that stuff. So most definitely. Then, too, like me playing running back, I feel like you got to love contact, you know. And throughout my college career, I learned how to love to go hit people, you know, beat a hammer instead of nail and pass protection. Like, you honestly got to love it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah, I love running into somebody else. Ooh, I don't know why, but we do.
Yeah, I didn't love it. I was trying to avoid any hits that I could. But, I mean, like I said, I admired, like I said, you know, guys that really, like I said, that could stick their nose in there when they had to. Like
facing
you,
the fan.
Right, like you know that there's a linebacker, he's blitzing, and you got to go in there and fill that hole, you know what I mean? For, you know, like, I mean, I like y'all screws are loose up there. I don't know how y'all do it. There's been a stable of running backs that come through Texas. I mentioned two of them earlier, Ricky Williams.
Cedric Benson.
Like I said, you're born and bred, you know, there in Texas, so I'm sure you've been a Texas fan all your life. What are some of the, who are some of those guys? And it may not even be, you know, some of the running backs from Texas. Like, who are some of the guys that you, I guess, in a sense, patterned your game after, or some of your favorite running backs?
You know, Earl Campbell from East Texas.
Absolutely.
His rugged smash mouth mentality, I love it. I love to watch his film because he's just rugged, and you got to be violent to play that position. And it can only be one, not two, but one. You know what I'm saying? That's I love that, you know. And one guy that I always kind of modeled myself after, I kind of, you know, looked after a little bit, just a little bit, you know, AP, he from
Adrian Peterson,
you know, Texas.
All day, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, I used to go to his little camps and stuff like that, and used to see that all the time, you know, and that kind of motivated me, you know what I'm saying? Then see Ricky Williams and then the Heisman and stuff like that. It's like, man, like, I feel like I can be that guy, you know? And I really got that confidence when I actually got to sit, you know, with him and talk to him in person and stuff like that. And I got right beside the guys. I was like, I can do this, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, yeah, man, that's a few of them. But if it was one guy, I'd say AP, man.
AP. Did you ever get any advice from any of those guys that you remember till today?
Oh, yeah, man. Earl, man, just his mentality, man. Like, he'd sit there with his dip can in front of him. Face, you know what I'm saying?
Break their face. Right.
You know, Ricky, he more like a chill, down-to-earth guy, you know, different vibe, but kind of that same switch, if that makes sense, you know what I'm saying, just in his own way. Adrian Peterson, I can pretty much feel him because we pretty much from the same area, you know what I'm saying, East Texas, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's what's up. And I mean, now when you're going to, you know, where they've all been, obviously, right? So, like, what do you take from their, you know, what you've seen in their game? What are you going to take to the league, though? Because, again, taking it to college is one thing, right?
Yeah.
But taking this new mentality, a new, fresher approach, like, what are you going to take in going to the NFL?
Try to take what they did in their era a little bit, just a few things, because, I mean, again, the game has changed, you know, and I don't want to, you know, digress or whatever. I'm not saying that, you know, their games know what it is. They Hall of Famers for a reason, you know what I'm saying? But I would say from Earl, man, just that ruggedness, that East Texas culture, then he brought it to Texas, and then that's what I want to do. I want to bring it to the NFL, just that ruggedness. And then just Adrian Peterson, man, that big play, different type of capability, you know what I'm saying? Those type of plays that stick out, you know, versus all the other guys, even though the difference might be so little, you know what I'm saying? It just be that much, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I love going back, watching his documentary, how he came back off the ACL injury and stuff like that, man. Things like that, you know, so, and the main thing I took away from was just the mindset, like Adrian Peterson mindset, just different. And I feel like that's what made him stick out, so.
Absolutely.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, again, you got the, you know, the new NFL, we call it, right? This open system. So what systems have you seen, like NFL teams that you're like, yo, I would like to play in that system, or that system is friendly to my skills?
Yeah, basically, what's your skills, your skill set, what team do you see better accommodates what you have?
A team?
Yeah, somebody you've been watching. Not necessarily one that you want to go to, but you can't team you've been watching the last couple of years.
I like the Raiders offense.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs? With
Josh Jacobs. I like the Vikings offense too, because like I told you, I'm a bigger guy, you know what I'm saying? So that downhill approach, me being 7 yards or 8 yards deep, like, yeah, I like that, you know what I'm saying? So couple teams, but if it was a system in particular, I'd say like a multiple offense where you got the spread and the...
sort of like a hybrid.
Hybrid offense, you know, just switch it up, different personnel, body types, just all that stuff. Right.
But like I said, depending on, like I said, you don't know where you may go. Yeah. But again, like I said, based on your skill set, if they have the right personnel coaching-wise, offensive coordinator and this guy, he knows, you got the ability, they're going to put you in places to succeed.
To be successful.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? So, like I said, sometimes it doesn't... You know, you obviously want, you have your, in your mind, like the idea of team that you want to go to. But like I said, if you got the skill set and if you can, you know, in the eyes of these coaches, like, okay, we can plug him here, we can plug him there. You can, like I said, with your, you can change, you know, the dynamic of an offense. And so that really speaks volumes to really kind of who you are and what you can do in the field. Bring to a team.
Are you going to the draft? You going to Vegas?
Nah. I'm gonna chill with the fam.
Who made now? Who made that decision? You, your agent? What was that? Was it a decision? Or you just like, oh, I'm not even thinking about going to the draft.
Pretty much me. even though that moment for me, I still want to appreciate the people, regardless if it was just a simple conversation, you know. I want that moment be for them too, you know, and celebrate and then wake up and get right back to it. So.
That's what's up.
Because, I mean, I was talking to you earlier about, like, I just think the draft, it's so over-glamorized. I think it's making all...
It's a production now.
Yeah.
I think the kids that get drafted, and they're 10 or 20 or 31, whatever it is, I think they think it's about that moment. Like, I made it now. But it's not. It has nothing to do with your career, because as we know as veterans in the locker room, we ain't watching the draft. We out working out, saying the kid who's about to get drafted is not gonna come take my job. So how do you feel about, like, some of the guys who are probably gonna take it a little bit too serious on, like, yeah, I made it now?
My only advice I give to them is understand that this is a process. It's a marathon. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just a small stepping stone part of the process. You know, the job is far from done yet, and I feel like that come with educating yourself too. Like I told you, when I first came into this draft, you know, I did have this spectrum of like, man, I do want to go here, but then when I start understanding the value of the dollar, taxes, and then where you end up, it's like, okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, long as I...
Well ahead of the game than I was, yeah, I wouldn't even know what
taxes
about
was.
That.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I was like, man, whenever I get that phone call, I'm be ready. And I'm enjoy it, and I'm embrace it at the end of the day, and, you know, just stay neutral.
Do you study the game?
Mm-hmm.
Give us your top five running backs of all time, right? I'm going to go through whatever, again.
You said all
of
time?
Of all time. So you can go back as 60s and your Walter Payton's of the world.
As far as you can remember, or you right? researched.
Because, again, you've been toting that thing since you was 5 years old, right?
Now I'm already knowing AP in there because you already mentioned him a couple times.
And it don't got to be in any order. You know what I'm saying? It's just
don't let us
your
dictate.
Top five.
This is your top five. Don't feel like you disrespecting anybody. This is who you
professional
have
opinion.
Aspire to be or whatever
your,
the case.
Your professional
yeah.
opinion.
That is hard.
Your top five.
Yeah, so give us your top five. And again, no specific order. You just whatever you thinking.
Top five, okay.
You can put yourself in there if you want to, too. It's all good.
I'm be humble.
Okay.
I'm
going to
be
right.
top five, for sure. I say, you know I got to put AP in there.
Okay, that's one.
Peterson.
Adrian
Peterson,
put in there. All day.
It's so hard, because also situations, circumstances.
Yeah, right. Play, right. Don't
all that. It's
don't
whatever rules you want.
Right, don't overthink it. It's just like, you know, man.
Yeah, so Adrian Peterson, that's one. You got four more. Who else you gonna put in your top five?
And it's just going off like raw skill set.
Yeah,
like,
you just turning on the TV.
Just
like,
turning
yo,
on
I
the
like
TV.
Watching my man play.
I'm gonna have to go with he probably won the latest, but just freakish. Mm-hmm. I'd probably say Barkley. I might throw him.
Okay,
Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
Barkley.
AP.
Now
Saquon
again, you're probably again that's. More Penn State-ish and potential because he hasn't done it in the league yet.
Hey man, you just said
we seen
no,
raw.
I know, but
this
that's
is
what he's
five.
Seen, though. That's what he's seen.
I get it.
Okay, that's you're fine. Yeah,
this
you're
is
good.
Top five.
Like,
yeah.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because
we're
know,
still
brother,
waiting to see that
dude
in New York.
Because
and I think it's coming.
Like I said, like it could be different reasons. Like it can be a mental thing, it can be a train, like it could be anything. So
yeah.
I don't want to. Be like, oh, since it's this, he's not this. You
there
feel
you
me?
Are.
So I,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
So I say AP Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to go with Barry. Barry was crazy.
Barry Sanders, Barry absolutely,
Sanders.
Absolutely. That
can't
dude
go wrong. Can't go wrong with him.
That dude.
Barry. Who's another guy, man? Just.
There's Jerome.
I heard.
There's Terrell Davis.
It is. I was thinking about Sweetness.
Of course.
Walter Payton?
Walter Payton.
Ain't nobody gonna see, be mad at that.
Ain't nobody gonna be mad.
That's the Walter.
Oh, and baby. That's your five.
Bo Jackson.
Ooh, yeah.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson. Yeah.
So you think, do you think Bo Jackson should be in the NFL Hall of Fame? Because
why
that's
y'all
a conversation.
Do me like
me,
this,
I'm, just, I'm mad that he's not. But again, you know his career was you know cut short because of the injury.
Yeah.
But this was definitely the top three athletes to ever set
yeah, right.
foot on Earth.
But
literally.
I get it, but he...
But did he have enough?
Right, it was incomplete. That's the thing. It was incomplete. We know what could have been, but there's no documentation of it.
Well, there's some. There's some.
I'm talking about after the injury. That's the thing.
Well, no. Did you have enough before the injury?
Oh, I mean, but
because he still did it before the injury. Like, we've seen it.
Right.
We didn't see it for 10 years.
Right, yeah.
You just but we've seen Bo Jackson for 2-3 years. Like, the dude's amazing.
What was the experience like being a Texas boy coming out to the big Hollywood lights out here in California?
I'll say different. Just the culture different, just the approach of football different, unique. I say example, in Texas, we more like, okay, when we go work out, we gonna throw some weight around versus, okay, coming out of the West Coast, we gonna attack the small things, area, explosion, you know, different approach. So that stuck out to me. Also, the mindset of football, that was different for me too, you know what I'm saying, as far as like, more like a neutral mindset instead of that, okay, we finna go kill mindset. You know what I'm saying?
More aggressive.
Yeah.
You're more aggressive.
Yeah, in the South.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that stuck out. But I love West Coast, man. Even when I went to go work out with some of my teammates, I love to go with they trainers and pick up on stuff, speed techniques, mechanics and stuff, just all different types of stuff. So.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And being out here in Los Angeles, I mean, there's no telling who you may run into.
Yeah.
You down, I mean, being on the SC campus, I mean, there's a lot of stars. I mean, Snoop Dogg is a big
Will
SC
Will Ferrell
fan.
Be down there. Yeah.
I mean, there's no telling. Like I said, being in L.A., like I said, I can't imagine what that would have been like or felt like to be from Alabama and then go to like a, you know, you went to obviously Texas for 3 years. That's huge in itself. Then you come out to the West Coast in Los Angeles, like this is where all the stars are. Like, any what about celebrity? You got any celebrity crushes?
We lit up.
One.
Celebrity you might have crush. A couple.
celebrity crush.
Or anybody that you've run into out here that you were like starstruck when you saw them?
Or anybody when you get drafted, you going back to see what's up. That's what I want to know. Because you know, there's always that story. Right. I get my money right.
I'll say this. What was new to me before I say my crush, what was new to me is how natural everything is. As far as like celebs, okay. In Austin, we was the only sports team, right? So we looked at it like
that.
When we came here, you know, we looked at it like high school. You know what I'm saying?
So it's
like,
okay. The Dodgers.
You know, so.
The Clippers.
Yeah.
The King, L.A. King. You got so many sports here.
Yeah, so have our little sports teams, man, looked at a different perception. But my crush, man, my celebrity crush. Do she got to be from L.A. or just?
No, just celebrity. You know, celebrity crush. Could be one of them YouTubers if you wanted to be, you know.
Yeah.
I know you know what it is, who it is. You trying not to. You gotta
see,
say it. It's all good.
You're gonna get me in trouble, man.
We don't mean no harm. We don't mean no harm.
I'll say if I had to pick.
Yeah, we put Sweetie. It on us. We making you. Sweetie?
Sweetie.
Yeah,
Sweetie.
Okay. She on fire right now too. Didn't she just do Coachella over the weekend too?
Yeah.
Did y'all go to Coachella?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
That's good.
Did she? Oh, yeah. That's Sweetie. Good. Okay, that's you good. And a million other dudes, but you know, it is.
He's focused. You didn't go to Coachella. He's focused.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure there was probably some college kids.
Oh, you know, they was definitely
was
out there turning
at Coachella.
Up. Absolutely. Not coaching.
Yeah.
Coaching. That's what's up. Well, yeah, let everybody know where they can find you, like your social media and all that stuff, too.
That's your camera right there, so let them know, you know, where to find you.
What's good, man? It's Keontae Ingram, Keontae_Ingram. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Man, I'm excited coming to the 2022 NFL Draft. I know whatever team give me, they gonna get a true three-down back and a guy who's rugged and love football and embrace every single moment and the type of guy that's gonna carry his team with him and win championships, man. That's what it's all about. And then create that brotherhood, that bond, you know? So I feel like whatever team come give me, they not only gonna get a outstanding player and a dominant male, but also an outstanding human being too. And that's what I want everybody to know about me. So yeah,
there it is. You know, and I'm gonna add on to that. I'm gonna add on with a question though, right?
Okay.
So since that's your style of play, give me a comparison of your style of play to a '90s R&B or rap group.
Hold on, say that again.
Your style of play is comparison to a '90s R&B or rap group. If we give you the ball, what do you look like? Do you look like Jodeci? Do you look like Biggie? Do you look like Tupac? What the type of music, your gait, your style, your ambiance as a running back, what would it be in hip hop? What would it be like in hip hop?
I say a more mellow version of Notorious B.I.G., man.
Okay.
B.I.G.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So he has some R&B tracks with some rap over it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I was going to say Wu-Tang, but that's just me.
Wu-Tang?
Okay.
Wu-Tang.
All right. There it is. Get your popcorn ready. See y'all next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeet.